Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Friday, December 3rd. It's official. The center of the political universe next year is going to be the state of Georgia. And a first among equals of all the races on the ballot will be that blockbuster governor's race. With Democratic superstar Stacey Abrams getting into the Georgia governor's race this week for a possible rematch with incumbent Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who Abrams lost to back in 2018, guarantees that this is going to be one of the marquee contests across the country next year. It's got a little bit of everything. Obviously, voting rights will be front and center, not only because of the recent law enacted in the state of Georgia that caused so much controversy, but also because of Abrams' role as a voting rights advocate. You also have the Trump factor in a very acute way. Any listener of this podcast probably knows Donald Trump is no fan of the Republican incumbent governor, Brian Kemp. And he is eager to play in the state's Republican primary. And it's all wrapped up in a battleground state that Joe Biden won just a year ago, the first time a Democrat has done that in some 30 years, and where two Democrats were elected to the United States Senate in January, delivering the majority in the Senate to the Democrats. So circle Georgia on your map, because this is where politics is going to play out in 2022. As for Abrams' entrance into the race, well, she immediately started facing questions about her decision not to officially concede her last race. She never officially conceded her loss to Brian Kemp in 2018. And of course, Republicans are eager to try and draw a comparison to a lot of the outrage over Donald Trump's refusal to concede the election to Joe Biden. It is quite clear these two circumstances are not at all similar. Stacey Abrams did not lead some insurrection and continue to undermine a democracy. But it is true that she never conceded. And this morning on CNN's New Day, Breonna Keeler asked her about it.
I, on November 16th, 2018, acknowledged at the top of my speech that Brian Kemp is the governor of Georgia. I talked about the fact that we had a system that he managed, that he manipulated, that hurt Georgia voters. My responsibility was not to try to make myself governor. I've been very well aware for 3 years I am not the governor of Georgia, but I am a citizen of Georgia and a citizen of this country. And my responsibility is to challenge a system that would rob a single voice from being able to be heard if they are eligible.
As I said, voting rights is going to be front and center in this race. Back in that 2018 race, you'll recall, Brian Kemp was the then Secretary of State responsible for Georgia's elections. Now, as I mentioned, former President Trump has no love for Brian Kemp. He has made that clear on a near daily basis since last November, because Kemp would never sign on to some notion that Trump actually won in 2020 in Georgia when he clearly didn't. And so now the former president is trying to find a Republican to primary Kemp. In fact, Trump has gone so far as to suggest that if Brian Kemp is the Republican nominee, Stacey Abrams may actually end up as governor because Trump-supporting Republicans won't come out and vote for Kemp. So who may take his place? Well, there are rumors that Trump is trying to recruit former Senator David Perdue, who lost one of those Senate races back in January, into the race. Brian Kemp held a press conference in Georgia yesterday and was asked if he is indeed concerned about getting a primary challenge.
That's something else I can't control. I would just tell you again, I have been in the fight on elections reform. I've been in the fight to have the number one, or at least one of the top economies in the country. We have the lowest unemployment rate ever in the history of the state. You know, we've done all these other things that I talked about. And if somebody else is going to have to run, you'd simply have to ask them why.
Kemp went on to say that he hopes David Perdue will remain a man of his word, intimating that Perdue has indicated to Kemp in some way that he doesn't intend on challenging him for the Republican nomination. Now, of course, 2018 was a hugely successful year for Democrats across the nation. It was a very beneficial political environment. It was Trump's first midterm. There was a lot of backlash against Republicans because of Trump, and Democrats went on to win some 40 seats and control of the House of Representatives. And yet, Stacey Abrams still came up 1.4 percentage points short of Brian Kemp. 2022 is expected to be a much tougher political environment for Democrats. So the question becomes, why does Stacey Abrams think she's going to be able to succeed where she failed last time in what may be an actually tougher political environment for her and her party? That's something she's going to have to address as the campaign unfolds. And as I noted, Georgia is a real battleground state now. What used to be reliably Republican in recent years, it shifted. A lot of that movement in the Atlanta suburbs to the Democratic Party. And that's what helped Joe Biden actually claim victory in this state in 2020. But it is a real purple state. So the question for Abrams is, are you going to welcome Joe Biden, whose approval ratings are not all that great nationally and even a little rougher in Georgia, into the state and campaign with you? She answered that on New Day as well.
I'm looking forward to campaigning with the president, with our senators, proof that we have the opportunity in Georgia to elect strong Democrats up and down the ticket. In 2020 and 2021, we showed America what Georgia is capable of.
As I said, the governor's race is the marquee race in the state of Georgia, but there is also a critical Senate race that may help determine control of the United States Senate next year, a crucial House race, and a Secretary of State's race about how elections are officiated in the state of Georgia. All of that in one state. Like I said, circle it on your map. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. CNN Political Briefing is a product of CNN Audio. Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Greg Peppers is our supervising producer. Mohammed Darwish is our senior producer. Our episodes are produced by Chris DeBow and Taylor Galgano. We'll be back Monday.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.